Well, how about this, Rokan? This week, Chicago's best is hitting the streets in the city and the suburbs. Join the team as they roll out Chicago's best food trucks. Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Our friend Jason Benetti is joining us. The voice of the Chicago White Sox on your television,
yes, sir.
Wherever the television happens to, wherever they land on a television station, you just never know.
I got them all on my favorites. On my, you know, you can list your favorites on your thing. So I got all the stations that Jason will be on. I have them, so I only have to go through like four or five. And there are the White Sox.
There you go. All right, the second half of the season starts tomorrow night in Oakland, California, and it was a very exciting first half. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Not as exciting as your fire pit, but, you know, as first half go, there's a lot of improvement. The Sox had 9 more wins this year at the break and 10 fewer games. There's a lot to be excited about, not only in that standings improvement, but more specifically in individual players who we talked about at the ballpark the other day. I mean, there's so much self-individual team improvement that you can't help but want the games to start again just to see where this whole thing ends up in 2019.
My sense is that we're going to be seeing more people coming up here in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine, out of the minor leagues. Am I sort of whistling in the graveyard here or trying to maybe too enthusiastic about the fact that we might see Luis Robert come up here?
No, I don't. I mean, he's going to AAA right after the All-Star break, which is a signal, you would imagine, that he is owned AA to the extent that the Sox are just done with him at that level. There's no need for him to be there anymore. And then it's one more level to conquer. Question is, can he conquer it in 2 months? Do they want to give him just a cursory glance in 2019 in September once the rosters expand? There are other considerations there as well in terms of the 40-man roster and who you're going to pull off and all that stuff. But there, just looking beyond Luis Robert, there are other considerations for that purpose in the offseason as well. But I think when it comes to Robert, I know how excited Ricky Renteria is about him. I know how excited Sox fans are about him. I know there's a lot to love, and he goes and plays in the Futures game again. There's so much there in terms of hope and optimism. Even if he doesn't show up at the end of this year, I would imagine very early next year he'll be around doing his brand of athleticism and demolition that we've seen in the minors so far.
Yeah.
Jason, you mentioned the improvement this year. It's obvious, as you mentioned, the amount of wins they've had at the break compared to what they had last year. Do you feel like they've sort of jumped ahead in this rebuild a little bit sooner than we all anticipated? Because it feels like they made some real big improvements this first half. I think more than people were anticipating.
I think in certain pockets there's more than anticipated. The thing that I would caution is the rebuild, if untouched by the grim reaper of injury, would be in totally different shape as well. And that's not the case because of Kopech, because of Carlos Rodon and all that. I mean, some people look at the rotation and say, how is this sustainable in 2019's second half? And I don't begrudge them for saying it. It's been a rough start for the rotation other than Giolito. And then you have Dylan Cease coming up to take up one of those places for the rest of the year, which provides some excitement and hope as well. But I think it's on schedule. I think there are certain parts that the Sox would rather have different, and there are certain parts that the Sox are really excited about, including the development of Yoan Moncada and Giolito, and the advent of James McCann's not only power but assistance for the young pitchers especially. So I think there's a lot to be excited about, but I don't think it's at the pinnacle of the rebuilds around baseball right now simply because of the injuries.
Yeah, Jason, you make some great points there too. And with McCann and even Lourdes Garcia, these guys, the production we're getting from them, you know, it wouldn't be unrealistic to say it might not be quite the same level in the second half. They're, especially McCann, you know, the fatigue of catching. What, and speaking of injuries, I wanted to ask you, what's the timetable, do you know, for Tim Anderson's return?
You know what? I'm actually jumping on the plane with the team in about an hour, so I wish we were talking a little bit later, but I haven't been in the loop during the All-Star break of exactly how Tim's progressing, but I did see him the other day. He's out of the boot. He says he's feeling really good. So I would imagine the timetable is right about where they said initially. And so you know, I don't want to guess, but I do know that there haven't, at least when I saw him on Sunday, it didn't seem like there had been any setbacks. In fact, just the opposite.
Yeah. Good. I want to ask you, as a baseball guy, Jason Benetti, I want to ask you, the Atlantic League is experimenting. Apparently, Major League Baseball asks the Atlantic League to try out new technologies and new rule changes to see how they affect playability. And there's so they've got a couple of them. Today they started with the electronic umpire, the robot umpire, as it's being called, which is calling balls and strikes based on a similar technology as what you guys use in television, right? That box that lets them know. And then the umpire, he gets cued in his ear whether it was a ball or a strike based on the computer, but then he can overrule that if he wants to, which that seems fraught with peril. What is your thought on the electronic, the robot umpire?
Well, first of all, I mean, so many people sit at home and say the people in the TV should definitely decide on the rules of baseball. No, not at all. That nobody has ever said
no
that.
One ever.
Yeah. I've talked to a couple Sox pitchers, and Stoney has a fairly similar opinion, I think. A couple Sox pitchers who I've talked to have told me, like, hey, if you throw a really good curveball, you can game this electronic strike zone. Because if you clip the very front part of the plate and it drops out of nowhere down to the ground, you can essentially have a ball that bounces off home plate that's a strike. So there are ways to manipulate it, and that's why I'm really, to answer your question, I'm really glad the Atlantic League has this partnership with Major League Baseball, because we can test out these new rules. And when people hear these rules, they say, oh, goodness gracious, my pearls, what's happening to my Major League Baseball that I knew? But if you read up further on the earlier rules of the game, I mean, what, we're 50 years into having a DH, right? So that was different. When we originally started playing, there was a fair foul rule. So if a ball bounced in the infield fair and then you spun it foul and it rolled into foul territory, that could be a hit. I mean, that was legal to do before the bases. Before, when we first started, if a ball bounced on the fly on one hop and into a fielder's glove, that was an out. That sounds, all of those sound totally ridiculous nowadays, but they're absolutely rules that were in the early stages of baseball. Right. This is a game that has always tinkered with its rules, and just because we haven't had major changes in recent memory doesn't mean that that's not the history of baseball in general. So I'm all for trying them. It doesn't mean every innovation is going to work, but if you just sit on what the rules are, I think you're behind.
I also like their... I think they may be experimenting with this, or it's under consideration for them to experiment with it. Stealing a first base.
Yeah, second half of the season, they're now going to implement you can steal first.
Now, and you stop and you think to yourself, now, how can you steal first base? Not just on a drop pitch, right? Or a drop third strike. You can, on any dropped pitch, or if the ball doesn't land directly in the catcher's mitt, if it bounces in to the catcher's mitt, you can just take off on any pitch toward first base. Does that, I don't, it sounds exciting to me.
I'd hire Usain Bolt, put him in the left-handed batter's box, and just tell him to go. OPS.
Yeah, you wait for a breaking ball,
right,
and you just say, like, all right, I'm going to sprint to first. I mean, the idea is we want to have at-bats happen more quickly. We want to have more people in play or balls in play. So it's a creative way to get yourself to that point. I'm just sad for the Major League Baseball cliche department, because there are so many people who say, well, you can't steal first, about somebody like Billy Hamilton.
Right.
And they're just going to have to take a giant hammer to their cliche.
Fantastic.
And it's too bad. I mean, people are so entrenched. Why would we do that to them?
I implemented that in a T-ball league years ago. I told the kids, listen, if you swing and miss, go ahead and steal first.
Right. But you were ahead of the game.
I mean, Jason.
It's amazing how pioneering the Rokon show was.
That's true.
And noted.
That's really true. A lot of people did not realize that, Jason.
It's
absolutely true.
That's actually true.
Jason Benetti, our friend, thank you so much for being with us. Travel safe and have fun in Oakland.
Thanks. I want to know, I saw the tweet, I want to know what Richard thought about The Lion King.
Well, you'll have to go to the WGN website of the Rokon show in just a couple of hours, Jason, and you'll be able to
you get internet.
Review.
You get internet on the plane?
We do get internet on the plane, yeah.
Yeah, go to the app and listen live at 6 o'clock.
I'm excited. I'm pretty angry you couldn't give me a tease.
All right, give him a tease.
I'll get over it.
Yeah, give him a tease.
Well, it's in color and in focus. I can tell you that much so far, Jason.
Oh, look at that.
I love it. All right. I love it. Always love talking to you all.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Such a good guy.
Take care.